In the gospel for this evening, John chapter 14, Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." Our aunt Sue believed in God. She believed in Jesus Christ. She knew him as her Lord. She knew him to be the way, the truth, and the life. Our Aunt Sue knows him now even more intimately. She is a true believer. Now, Martha Sue Carlock was a Martha. I gather that there's consensus on that, okay? She was a Martha. We all know the story about Martha and Mary and how Martha was busy with many things. Well, Sue was a worker. And she was good at it. If she was at church, she was cleaning something. As the Altar Guild directress, she was the behind-the-scenes organizer. She volunteered at Three Streams. She was a doer. She was busy doing the work of the ministry. And unlike Martha of Bethany, she didn't complain about it. Unless Father Bill got on her nerves, then all bets are off. But Aunt Sue was also a faithful Mary. She loved sitting at the feet of Jesus. She studied the word. She was a student of the faith. How many years? 4 years she went through education for ministry with her boyfriend. There you go. She was a prayer, a faithful intercessor, a coordinator of the prayer chain. And she was a mentor to many a young and some older parishioners. She was a confidant, someone to whom I could go for feedback, advice, and counsel, and I did on any number of occasions. But above all, Aunt Sue was a mother. When we were received into the Charismatic Episcopal Church on a snowy evening in January of 1996, Bishop Woodall received all of us with the laying on of hands and prophecy for every single one of us. And as he laid his hands on Aunt Sue, he declared, "You are mother of this parish." And oh, it was so true. Got to know, though, that a mother's prayer is a potent force in the body. Think about Saint Monica, who is the patron saint of mothers. She prayed for the conversion of her son, Augustine. Imagine what would have happened if she hadn't prayed, what it would have meant for the church. But Monica prayed. And Augustine accepted the Lord after some wandering here. But he did come. And of course, there is the Virgin Mother of our Lord. And all of Catholicism is constantly asking her for prayer. Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. When we were working on arranging this service, the Rector's Council met via Zoom, but we did meet, and we were praying through what we needed to do for this service, and a prophetic word came through Christopher, and that word was that her prayers will be even stronger now, and her ministry more powerful. Aunt Sue is the mother of this parish. There is an interesting twist to the whole Mary Martha issue too. We have Luke chapter 10 with Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus and Martha busy about many things. But in John chapter 11, at the raising of Lazarus, it says, so when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Flip-flop. Interesting. Martha is the one who got up and ran toward Jesus. Mary stayed at home with the mourners. It goes on to say that Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. She was hurting, but she knew where to turn. She was a woman of faith. Jesus said to Martha, your brother will rise again. And Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. And though she couldn't see clearly the end, the final outcome, she had faith in Jesus. And then Jesus gives her the key. And here's what I want you to hear. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me, everyone, hear that, everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Then he says to Martha, do you believe this? And Martha Sue Carlock responds in kind with Martha of Bethany and says, yes, Lord, I believe. Aunt Sue is alive in Christ. She lives. She believes. She will never die. And we abide with her because we are all alive in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And though we see her no more, we can know her and know her presence with us in Christ Jesus. You know, this pandemic has been hard on an awful lot of people. I think it would probably be safe to say it's been hard on everybody. And it was hard on Sue because she was, as the church calls it, a shut-in. She couldn't drive. She couldn't get out. She was cut off from all of us. It was hard. It was hard on her. She was housebound and she had physical limitations. But over the years that she has been shut in, housebound, the clergy and many lay Eucharistic ministers have sought to keep her in communion by bringing communion to her as often as we could. But then during this pandemic, there was actually a blessing that came out of it. Because the Lord has given us Zoom. Diane, her niece, and she will remind you that Aunt Sue is actually her Aunt Sue. She shares. She's good. But Diane would go over there every Sunday and hook her up to Zoom so that she could commune with the family of God. What a strange blessing. What a strange blessing. But communion was so important to Aunt Sue. And she is here to commune with us tonight. Communion was an essential element of her spiritual life, and she wanted it to be part of this service so that we could all come together in Christ Jesus and share in his body and his blood. And in a moment, Father Chris will remind us that we celebrate with the angels and the archangels and with all of the company of heaven. We celebrate with Aunt Sue and with her beloved Paul and Rebecca and Bill and Carol Henniger, Joanne Jump, Doug Baker, Doug Warnell, Bill and Mary Alice Buck, Jane Newcomb, John Overby. They're all here. They're all celebrating with us because we are in Christ Jesus, our Lord, and we shall never die. All who live and believe in him shall never die. Aunt Sue rejoices to be with us in this communion with our Lord. Do we mourn? Yes. It's our loss. But are our hearts troubled? No. Because we believe and we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Aunt Sue, thanks be to God, is no longer in pain. She was ready and she wanted to go home. And so let us join with our Aunt Sue and praise the Lord together this night. Let not our hearts be troubled. Let us believe in God and believe also in his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and rejoice with the communion of saints. Amen.
Amen.